We are joined right now by PGA Tour Pro. He is 13th in FedEx Cup standings right now, in the standings. Winner of the 2010 Ben Hogan Award while at Washington. He is a two-time winner on tour. He shot a 2-under on Sunday to win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We are joined right now by Nick Taylor. Nick, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Listen, Nick, good to have you on. Has it sunk in yet? You went wire to wire at Pebble Beach. Has that sunk in yet?
No, I don't think it has. I think my wife and I keep looking at each other, seeing kind of where are we, what's going on. The support from Canada, you know, so many players, it's been overwhelming. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, we do have some stations. Yeah. My bad. Go ahead, Nick.
No, okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You just won at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, it's been, we drove down yesterday, you know, talking to a lot of Canadian media. Everyone's so excited back home. It's every time I feel like myself and any Canadian gets in contention, the support from back home is amazing. There's Canadian golf fans everywhere. It's such a popular sport back in Canada. So it's been overwhelming, the support. So it definitely hasn't sunk in yet, but it's getting closer.
I did not mean to do so. The reason I jumped in, I was going to say that we've got some listeners and some stations in Canada that I know are really excited about that. So I mentioned you went wire to wire to win there. Can you take me back to before the first round? How were you feeling at that point? Did you have a feeling that you might do something special last week?
My game's been pretty good this season, and really for the last year or so, I've always loved the tournaments. I feel like those courses set up well for my game. And playing Monterey the first day is typically the lower of the scores. And I thought, if we get off to a good start, that's the place to do it. And lo and behold, I didn't even play practice at Monterey because it's three courses, and just to conserve some energy, didn't play there. And get off the hot start and eagle the first hole and played great the rest of that day and just kept the momentum going. But I felt like my game has been good. You know, I didn't have a great finish at the Waste Management the week before, but that course really didn't sit that well for me. So I wasn't taking many negatives from that. It was just moving on to the next week. So, you know, the game was there. It was just kind of making a few putts at the right time, and it definitely started early on Thursday.
It did start early on. I was going to say you did not wait very long because you opened up with that eagle on 10. What's going through you when you get off to that quick of a start?
You know, keep pushing at that golf course. It's, there's a lot of gettable par fives. It's just a course where if you can get off to a good start there's a lot of opportunities. And I just putt great the whole week. That day I made some good putts in that first nine, and I think I was maybe 4 under that first nine and just kept it rolling. I felt like I just felt so comfortable in the greens for whatever reason last week. Even when they're, you know, Poana greens can get a little bumpy. For a reason, my caddy Skill and I were just reading the greens great, picking lines, and the ball's going in. So it was one of those weeks.
Nick Taylor joining us. So, Nick, you had that 2-shot lead after the first day, but then a lot of times guys get that lead on the first day, then they go back, they go to sleep, they come back the next day, and it all falls apart. Yet that's not what happened. You're playing really well, and then you're still the leader going into Sunday, and you're going out with Jason Day in the group in front of you and Phil Mickelson as the pairing in the final group. So what kind of emotions were you feeling as you woke up and you went through your routine on Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't sleep great Sunday night, which I kind of expected. I think, you know, having the lead for 3 straight days, just kind of, it can be exhausting to a certain extent. But I feel like I've always been more nervous with the anticipation of, you know, final rounds and that kind of situation. So once I really started warming up, I started to feel more comfortable. And, you know, once we teed off after kind of getting the first tee jitters, I felt pretty comfortable. And again, I made some critical putts that really kind of calmed me down. I had about a 6 or 7 foot for par on the first hole that, you know, to make that, I think, was huge and calming, not to kind of give that lead away on the first hole. And to get out such a great start, Phil and I were, I think, 3 and 4 under, both of us through 6 holes. And I think we just, from then on, we're kind of separating ourselves from the rest of the field. So it almost felt like a match play type scenario. And it was kind of nice that way, that I really only had to worry about kind of what Phil was doing and not worry about the groups ahead of us and just focus on what I was doing, but also what he was doing, and keep it simple.
It's interesting to me, Nick, because the way it was all positioned, right? The Toronto Star headline was Canada's Taylor in Mickelson's way at Pebble Beach, which essentially summed up the idea that everybody expected Phil to win, and it was just a matter of how he was going to win. And then you go out in 32. What were the first 9 holes like for you?
Yeah, it was it was actually pretty funny. We were embracing the underdog role. It was almost gasps when I was making birdies up front. And there was a few cheers, and it was from probably my family, and that was about it. It was very, very pro Phil. You know, they weren't being disrespectful or anything, but they wanted Phil, their man, to win, and I expected that. But I think it was fun to kind of be in that arena of that, of being the underdog. It's not that I've never played with Phil, so it was just exciting that way. And I think building that lead, I feel, even myself, it was almost, you take a step back and you have to almost look at it. You have a 5-shot lead all of a sudden. I think sometimes you can kind of get out of sorts a little bit, but I kind of managed it once we got to 15, luckily, and held on.
We're talking to Nick Taylor for a few more moments. So, Nick, let me ask you this. How would you compare the pressure of playing in the final round of, for instance, the regular season finale in order to keep your card versus the pressure of the back nine at Pebble Beach with Phil Mickelson to get a win?
Yeah, I drew back on that round at Wyndham a couple years ago a lot. It was they're both high pressure but different scenarios. I felt like I was more nervous and had more pressure for that Wyndham round because that was to keep your job, where Sunday was, you know, I was in a great spot. I felt like I was in a good position to have a great week regardless. Again, different pressure, but I think once I felt the most pressure probably once I had that 5-shot lead and let it slip to the 2-shot lead, and that, you know, thoughts are going through your mind of, you know, you lose that lead and don't win, that'll be a tough one to swallow. So two different pressures, but I did definitely draw back on that and use those fives and energy I had to pull through at Wyndham. Help me on Sunday.
Well, a couple of quick things before you go, a couple of big things. Like, your wife, Andy, was not able to be with you for your first win because she was working. This time she was there with you and your 3-month-old son, Charlie. What did it mean to share that moment with them?
Yeah, that was a dream come true. You know, the first win I felt like was a whirlwind, and without her there, it was unfortunate. But it was crazy. It was actually her last shift. She was a social worker in a hospital, still is, but that was her last kind of full shift with her line, and for her to be there, you know, you see it on TV growing up, families coming on the green when someone was a tournament. For that to kind of, for us to have that perspective now about actually being the ones, you know, we'll remember forever. Charlie won't, but he'll have pictures to see it.
And Nick, that's a pretty nice paycheck for a nice week of work. What did you guys, how did you celebrate? What did you have for dinner?
So after, you know, a bunch of the media obligations, we were so exhausted. We had a rental house in Pacific Grove with my in-laws and ordered a couple of Domino's pizzas, chilled out, and that was pretty much it. So pretty low-key. We're going to hopefully go with some friends tonight and have a good dinner and celebrate. But, yeah, it was pretty low-key.
I love it. All right, last thought. It opens up the possibility of playing in the Olympics or the President's Cup. How much does that fire you up?
Big time. You know, the Olympics were a huge goal of mine the last year or so when we got closer to it. And, you know, growing up, it wasn't a reality. So now that it is, I think that would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I heard so much from friends of mine that had played in it, and just be able to see the other sports, be in the Olympic Village, I think that would be incredible. And I've definitely positioned myself a little bit better than I was to have that opportunity. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, President's Cup is now a couple years away, but that's another huge goal, so. It's a huge, huge stuff comes along with that win, so I'm excited about it.
Big, big week. He shot 2-under on Sunday to win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a 2-time winner on tour now. As I mentioned, the winner of the 2010 Ben Hogan Award won Washington. Nick Taylor, my guest. Nick, congrats on the win. Great to have you on the show, and I really appreciate that visit.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Thank you. Nick, nice to talk to you. Nick Taylor, wire to wire, wires the field and beats the crowd favorite Phil Mickelson in the process. What a great win for him.